that's one page.
Yeah, exactly. So the last time we got together, we were discussing the topic of Torah Lishma, the differences between the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov and the Derech of the Nefesh HaChaim. And although there's more to discuss on the topic, I'm still trying to figure out how much to be mamshech in this inyan. But there's one more point, at least today, to discuss. And just a separate point regarding an interesting perspective of the Baal Shem Tov HaGadosh regarding the Maila of Talmud Torah Lishma, what's it able to accomplish in terms of our purpose in this world. And then we'll see after that which direction we're going to take in Mitzvah Hashem. So let's begin here with an excerpt from the Nefesh HaChaim. He's talking about the inyan of Pnimius versus Niglas HaTorah, what we call Nister versus Nigla. So he writes, V'lachin shkur b'fi hazoyar. So the Zohar writes many times, the Araisa Kula Ihi Sasa V'galya, that the entire Torah has two dimensions. The Nister, Sasim V'galya, and the revealed part of Torah. Shumavur l'chol mevin shepirushayhu. It's obvious, says the Nefesh HaChaim, that the explanation of this is shehu haderech hanister mehatayrak taisha, the hidden parts of Torah. Kipshutai, kein hu sheino kasim aforish mavurba. When we look into Torah shebichsav, Torah shebal peh, that which is revealed would be niglas haTorah, and that which is concealed would be nister. So, remez is because the Torah wants to hint to us something, it doesn't want to speak it out explicitly. And as the Vilna Gaon explains, of course, we know the teachings of the Nefesh HaChaim primarily based on the teachings of the Gaon, who is this Talmud Mufak, that Pshat, remez, drush inside, pardes haTorah, the Dalit Chalke haTorah, is really two, not four. Two, which is four. Pshat and Drush go together, and Remez and Soid go together. Because Be'emes, even Remez, is a type of a Soid. It's a hint. It's concealed. It's something which is being whispered. And Pshat and Drush go together. So the Goyen explains that Pshat is the Heichal, the entranceway into Drush HaTorah. Chazal make drushim, and the pshat is the way that we enter into drush. Drush is the oimek of pshat, and remez can be considered to be the pshat of the site. And through remez, we're able to enter into the site of the satar. So again, according to the Vilna Gaon, we have four, which is really two, and that's what we see here. That is pshuta shal mikra, as he says. Let's continue. V'derech hanigla sheba hu ha-pshuta shal mikra shu kasim uforish mavoyer ba. So we would say that nister v'nigla, there's nothing revolutionary in these words, nothing deeper than what it seems. Arayi sakulu ihi sasa megalia, that's a quote from the Zayar. Sasa megalia. And then he writes in parentheses, v'loi kamay shari isi b'sefer kasim. Not like I've seen in Sfarim. Me'ache shechaker al ha'inyan. That after a person delves into something, mipneima karin l'chachmas ha-kabbalah b'shem nister. Why would what we call Kabbalah be considered nister if you delve into it and now can understand it? If that's the case, what's called nister is not nister, it's nigle. Because if it's revealed to you now that you understand it, how could you call that Nister? Remember, he's quoting this Shita.
Who's speaking here? This is the Chalef Shechem?
Correct. To disagree. V'lanashem she'enem yadim mevina halo yesh shegam pshuta shal mikra'enem yadim lefarsh. If that's the case, that means that even that which is called pshat, if you have a person who can't explain or understand pshat, to him that's called Nister. He's challenging that, but that's what it would seem. Ve'etzlam, gam ha'pshuta shel mikra, darko nister mehem. Ve'teret sham ma'ashe teret. So, he doesn't take this on at length. He says, le'kamay shere isi. Now, who do you think that he's referring to? Of course. Baal Shem Tov. Derech of the Baal Shem Tov. Where do we see in the Sfarim of the Baal Shem Tov this musag that maybe what's considered to be nigla v'nister is not black and white? So here, look to the right from Kesar Shem Tov, which is, doesn't get more direct than that. He writes, Hachachma nikra nister. Chachma, sphere of Chachma, is Nister of Torah. Perish, ki Nister nikra ma she'in adam yochala hasigai. Nister just means something which you can't understand. K'moy tam shal hamacha. Taste of a food. Yefshar l'saper la'odam shalot tam tam zame olam. It's impossible to explain to somebody who has never tasted anything what it means, the sensation of tasting. There are no words. Words don't do justice to be able to explain to somebody that experience. So something which is inexplainable, says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, is called Nister. So therefore, what exactly is Nister? So he writes, K'moy kein, inyan ahava sabori v'yira seizbarach shemai. Ava in Yira is in the gather of Nister. Yefshar lefarish lachaveiro eichu ha'av b'liv. It's impossible to explain to somebody the feeling, the sensation of love. V'zen nikra Nister. It's fascinating. Ava ma shehim karu Nister chachma sakabala. Right? What they call, meaning in this context it refers to the nefesh ha'chayim, Heichu Nister, Nister Chachma Sakabala. Heichu Nister. How is that called Nister? Halo kol mi sheritzel ilmod ha'sefer lefanav. Open it up and learn it. V'meinu mevin. But if you don't understand it, it's not called Nister. You're just an Am Haaretz. Certain things which you're expected to understand. V'lifnei ish kazeh gemara v'tosas gam ken nikra Nister. Ela inyan ha'nistaros shebesefer azayah v'kis v'yari. What's really secretive about the secrets of Torah is the dveikus, because that's something which is inexplainable. It's inexplainable, and it's not something which can be given over easily to another person. And the tzaddik can work very hard in order to be give over their ava and their yira and the dveikus to their talmidim. It's much easier to give over understandings and explanations of Torah than it is to give Ava and Yira and Dvekas. So we see a dramatic chiddush from here, that the Nefesh HaChaim's Lekamai Shari Yisi is Taka referring to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And the Baal Shem Tov says how we're Magdir, Nister and Nigla, has nothing to do with what you're able to understand, what you're not able to understand. The Ava and the Yira and the Dvekas is considered to be Nister. And we see this in Sfarim, Balatanya and others, that we know that the Shem Havaya divides into Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. And everything is included in Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. So the Zayar, Sfarim HaKadoshim, explained to us that the Vav and the Hey are lower than the Yud and the Hey. Vav-Hey represents Torah and Mitzvahs. Mitzvah is called Hey. And the Torah is called Vav. I'm not here to explain why. The Yud and the He stand for Ava and Yira. Sometimes Yud is Ava, sometimes He is the Ava. It's all true, it's all MS. But Yud and then the He are Ava and Yira. And then Dveikis is what's called the Kutzel Shel Yud, the tip of the letter Yud. And we know that the Yud and the He is higher than the Vav and the He. That means that there's Torah and mitzvahs, but higher than that is the yud and the hey. The difference, as in the shrach of the Sfarim HaKadoshim, is that there's the Alma Disgalia and the Alma Diskasia. There's the revealed world and there's the hidden world. Vav and Hey, which is Torah Mitzvahs, is all under the category of Alma Dizgalia. It's revealed. Meaning it's accessible to everybody. Like the Baal Shem Tov says, go and learn it. What's today Nister? Tomorrow will be revealed. It's just a matter of learning it. But Ava and Yira is always something which is Nister.
Is that written in the Sefer Chassidus or in the Kabbalah itself?
Yeah.
In the Kabbalah as well?
I think so.
It was written in the Kabbalah itself. I think the Nefesh HaChaim would have that
time. Not necessarily. Yeah, I don't remember. It's not necessarily.
What's the nafkamina if something's Nister or not? However you define it, what's the difference?
Oh boy.
In terms of what your emphasis is. Meaning we know that there's a to'elis by all the mekubalim, especially and even the Sefer Chassidus, is that there's the Zohar makes very strong statements about limud.
Pnimis,
in terms of the limud. What is the tachlis of pnimis? When we talk about pnimis, are we talking about the content, or is it not the content which is the ikar? It's something which the content brings to.
But the Baal Shem Tov would call the Zayir and the Kesef Arizal not Nister.
I mean, he would agree that that's called Nister. It's just Nister to you until you learn it. Now it's your Nigla. So what would objectively be called Nister? As opposed to subjective. That would be Avin, Yir, and Dveikus.
So according to the Baal Shem Tov, you could learn Zohar. The whole thing, you can know a kol but still be completely
correct.
On the Nister side of it.
Correct, exactly. Correct. And although the Rav Chaim Vital in Shaar Kedusha and other places has very, very strict criteria into who and when and how is a person roi for learning Pnimis Hatayr, so many of those fundamentals are accepted by Baal Shem Tov v'Talmidav. And, however, the Zedetroiver wrote a sefer called Sur Meirav Ase Toiv, where he explains, according to the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov, that criteria, redefines the criteria, explains it according to his door, and the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and then Bnei Yisachar came, and he wrote Hoysafes, called Hoysafes Martza on that. And so, according to the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov, we have other klalim. And how to explain it, to understand it. For example, that which is brought down in the Paiskim, not to learn Pnimis HaTorah until the age of 40. That's not accepted by the Chassidim. And every cheder of the Chassidim have different Messiah in that. But that's already going on to a different topic. But let's stick to this idea. Redefining Nister v'Nigla according to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh.
This is the two of them arguing, or
it seems so.
Like a back and forth,
no
type of thing.
No. We're just putting it on the same page, just to help us understand. Hopefully, some of the Nyan.
The Nefesh HaChaim didn't explain. If you think about it, the Baal Shem Tov has a valid taina. Nister just can't mean something that you don't understand. So then go learn it. So what does the Nefesh HaChaim really mean?
It's just there are revealed parts of Torah and there are hidden parts of Torah. And hidden parts of Torah pack a certain punch that a person has to be mukhshar lakach. But the tachas of limud haTorah is lilmoid or lelamed or lahavin or lahaskil or lahamik, and to go kafia seder into deeper parts of Torah. And there's a special nachas ruach that Hashem has from doing that. But he says that's objective, meaning there what's kafi the seichel, that's considered to be nigla. It could be that what's considered to be that a person needs neshama in order to learn it, maybe that's what's considered to be nister. But it's, you have to understand that according to the Nefesh HaChaim, who learns that lishma means lehavin or lehaskil, the levar, sugis and taira. So the more that a person goes on the derech of nigla to nister, that's a keem of the inyan of taira lishma. Whereas according to the Baal Shem Tov, the Talmidav, that's not the tachlis. The tachlis is that a person should learn Torah Lishma for the sake of dvikas for the Kodesh Baruch Hu, for the yirin, for the ahava. So when we talk about the milus of Pnimis HaTorah, the Baal Shem Tov is defining that in his way, which is that when all the milus in the school which are spoken about in the Zohar Kodesh, about limud ha-pnimis, the tachlis of all of that is that the real pneumius is the Ava and the Yira and the Dveikus, which comes from learning. And Limud HaNister is certainly mesugal to that, more than the Limud HaNigla. But if you have a person who learns Nigla Lishma, and it brings him to Dveikus and to Ahava and to Yira, where a person who's learning the Kisvi Ari and the Zer Kodesh, but he's not coming to Ahava and Yira and to Dveikus, who's really learning pneumius? Let's continue. Below that, this is a piece from the Yerusha Devar Emes, who is the Talmud of the Magid from Medrash. V'hefesh gadol bein mi shechoyshe b'Hashem Yisparach lefamim bein mi shechoyshe b'itamid kerachak mizach meh. The difference between a person who thinks about Hashem here and there versus a person who thinks about Hashem all the time is a very huge difference. V'i efshar lefarash ha-hefesh. We can't even explain it. This is according to something which is in a person's heart. Where a person is holding in his relationship and his Jacob to Kadosh Baruch Hu is Nister. And he writes, V'zen nikre chachmas ha-nister. This is what's called Nister Hatzair. This is the gather. Shoshamatim upi Kadosh Mev Menachem Mendel from Mishlan, one of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. The Nister nikre davar she'in adam yochol avinu lachaveiroi. Nister just means something which you can't explain. Like we saw from the Baal Shem Tov and Keser Shem Tov. That's what it means. So too, Avas Habori v'Yiras Yisbarach. Yafshel lefarish l'chaveru. Eich yahava believe. Zeh nikra nister. Avol ma sheheim kairim nister. Chach masaka abola. Heich hu nister. Halokom yishav yizlam esefi lefana. V'meinam even hu am ha'aretz. Like we saw before. And then he writes, "Ulefni ishkaze gemara toisus gamkin ekrenister." Like we saw, in hanistaris is dvekas. Then he writes, "Lemisha zeichel lihidabek velihiyos tzeifa bimerkave al yoina." Kamaya harizal da having a hirin leishvin the rakiva him a halach bim tamid beinei sichlay. Kamar boch chamishiknus of the parties. He references the inyan of chachmas hamerkava, like the Arizal. This secret of chachmas hamerkava. Take a look to the left. Bagmara davar gadol v'davar katan. This is from Keser Shem Tov, and we had seen this on a different occasion, but it's time to see it again. That the Gemara tells us in Sukkah that there are two things, and when it comes to Limud HaTorah, davar gadol and davar katan. What is davar gadol? Ma'isim merkava. And davar katan is the havayas of Abayin Rava. Gemara. V'kasha. Says the Baal Shem Tov, I don't understand. How could you say to make light of the Shakla Vatari of Abai and Rava? This is Ikar Torah Sein Emor Misinai. This is Gufei Torah. Can't be that's the pshat in Davar Katan. So says the Baal Shem Tov, really Torah Sein Nigla and Torah Sein Nister is one thing. Ki hakol holich acher kavanas ha'adam. Everything depends on intention. Because it's not a true definition, Nister v'nigla. Im kavanas ha'leidah inyana levadin ezechad l'shem davar. If a person just wants to know Torah, he should be a scholar, then he's not zechit to anything of what the Torah is supposed to give him. And on this, the Pasuk says, v'chol chazdoi kitzit hasada. That all of his chesed, all that he does, is like grass growing from the ground. If a person wants dveikus with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the hainu nister, lihiyos merkava lai, to be a merkava for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, like the avas hakdosh and ha'avas ha'inina merkava, ve'ein lezaderah ki ma'idei ha'torah v'mitzvah. The only way to accomplish that is through Torah mitzvahs. As ha'in ayidei Torah nigla is ve'in ayidei Torah nister. It doesn't matter what you learn, whether it's nigla or nister. Yisgelios merkava lai yisparach. The ikar is that the men should be a merkava. And that's what it means. Davar katan havayis abayim. Giving back to Pshana Gemara Sukkah. What does it mean? Davar katan havayis abayim varava. Rata misha lemi lechidid letanag letzorech atzmai. A person who learns to be a lamdin, to be sharp, to be a talmid chacham. That's a davar katan. Peirish sha'ovid Hashem yisbarach, but davar katan achayinhu. That's not a great thing in Hashem's eyes. Sheharehu rak k'may shechishel gedvar chachma acheres. If he had a taiva for philosophy, so if he treats Torah like that, he just has a geschmack in learning tractate you know, Megillah. So then he makes it chol lahavdil. But what's a davar gadol? When a person learns Torah in order to be Hashem's merkava, that's called davar gadol, nice merkava. That's the ikar. To be a merkava, that's called nister Torah, and it goes according to a person's intention. It's not defined what he's learning. Because if a person learns Ma'aser Merkava with the intention of the knowledge of Ma'aser Merkava, then that's called Davar Katan, Abayis Abayi Verava. But a person learns Abayis Abayi Verava in order to be a Merkava, so that's called Davar Gadol, Ma'aser Merkava. So it's relative to a person's Tachlis Hakavana. To further this, take a look at the Ma'am above this. This is from the Hakdama to the Sefer Sif Sichin. He writes, Talmudoi Haneman, Rabbi Aaron Halevi, Mistrashla, the Talmud of the Balatanya, in his Sefer Shara Yuchad Vemuna. He writes a collection of from the Zayar and Sfar Maktoishim in the Chiv of learning Seder Satira. And the Umma Zeha Oinish Hagodol Megala Razin Shlishain Arrive. But yet, the person who's Megala, who learns Taira, or is Megala Taira, and he's not fit to learn it, how that's also improper. Va'acher Habiru Veliban Ha'elod Yish Beis Sugi Limud. So he comes out, he concludes, after a lengthy discussion, that there are two classifications of Limud HaPnimius. Harishon, hu chachma haba koidim hayira. It's a chachma which comes before yira, like we said, im ein chachma ein yira, Mishnah Navos. And it's referring to the yedios which bring a person to avan yira. Torah which brings a person to avan yira, meaning even say this attire. By knowing Hashem's Yichud, and how He's manhig the world, and the Savior of the spheres, and that unbelievable Chachma, and He sees through this understanding how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech on Alyonim V'Tachtonim, but without knowing the Yichud Hashem properly, Lo Yeshur Ava V'Advekas. There's something about Limud HaKabbalah which is masugul to bring a person to Avan Yira, because when he beholds and understands the Yichud Hashem, that limud itself is very much attached to Ava, Yira, and Zekis. And he writes, V'yidiyazu chayv al kol adam Yisrael. Everybody needs to know this. V'ein adam yachol lipata mimena. A person shouldn't absolve himself. That's Aleph. Chachma, which brings to Yira. But then there's the second, which is called Yidiyas Hashemos v'tzirufim. That part of the chilek of the Zayar and the Arizal, which is about the names of Hashem, certainly Chachma Maisis, Kabbalah Maisis, certain Sirufim and Shemas Hamalachim and things like that, which doesn't bring a person to Av and Yerin Dvekas. Rather, it's only Lasas Nachas Ruch Liyotzer. Hashem has a Nachas Ruch for that limud. Lezet Tzarech Shetukdim HaYira. That requires Yira. So there's Yira, which is required to learn certain Chachmas in Torah. Then there are certain Chachmas which bring a person to Yira. So the Chachmas which bring a person to Yira, that a person should be a higher person, have more Yira, more Ava, more Dvekas, that's a Chayiv on everybody to learn. But the Sugyas of Shema Saktayishim and so on, you have to have Yira already to learn those Sugyas. So now, which is the Chayiv of the two? So take a look at the next paragraph. Okay, ain't that we find in the Hakdama and Imre Yosef on the Mayadim, Spinky Rabbi, Shekasa Benai, the Rav Tzadik, the Chakal Yitzchak, Sheyesh Chilak bin Maisa Bereshis la Maisa Mekava. We find two categories, Maisa Bereshis, Maisa Mekava, which correspond to the two mentioned above. That which we called Chachmas HaKabbalah, Nister of Taira, Pinyas of Taira, that's Maisa Bereshis, like the Gemara Chagiga says. That's called Maisa Bereshis, to understand the names of Hashem, creation through Shema Saktoshim. Like the Tzanzer Rebbe says on the Pasuk, Kvayda Lakim Haster Davar, Kvay Melachim Chakar. Dima Adam writes, Adim Achachim Asak Bala Ladas, Kama Milas, Kama Sphiros Yesh. A person who wants to know Chachmas HaKabbalah, to know the Sphiros and the Milas, Hainu Kavada Lakim Ladas, Kavada Kavada Yisbach. A person who wants to know the Kavad of Hashem, that's called Haster Davar. That's called essential premius. That should be kept quiet. That's not something to be, that's not for everybody. That's a category of its own. Avalim roitzel lilmed chachmas ladas ich lahalmech sakadosh baruch veich laavdik bekavon ala kadosh amachi vevel says a merkava lakdoisha. Person who wants to make himself into a merkava lakadosh baruch and to be what's called kavod melachim, to make a kadosh baruch hu melach and to be mamlechim on me, heich namnichu laavdo. That's chakar davar that a person should delve into. That's for everybody. So we see that there's what's called Meisim Merkava, like the Gemara has a Dover Godel Meisim Merkava, and Baal Shem Tov says, to be a Merkava means Ava Yira Dveikas with a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and that's for everybody. And that's called Chachmas HaNister. So even now we're seeing that there is something which is maybe called Chachmas HaNister. Even the Baal Shem Tov would say, maybe there is a category called Chachmas HaNister. But as soon as a person understands it, it becomes Nigla to him. So if you had to really choose which is more Chachmas HaNister, Maisa Bereshis or Maisa Merkava. Mashab Tabas said, I agree, Maisa Bereshis is called Nister until you learn it. That's the category of Torah which is called Nister HaTaira. Because a person has to have a Yira, which is Nister, in order to understand it. He has to enter into the world of Yira to understand Maisa Bereshis. But what is essentially Nister HaTaira? That's Yira, Av, and Dveikus with the Kadosh Baruch. That's called Maisa Merkava, and that's the Davagal. Good.
So by learning Chumash and Rashi, can you get that?
Yeah, it goes follows a person's intention. Meaning, if a person says that he wants to be a Merkava, and every single word of Torah can make his machshir person to be that. So there's not a limit in Torah that won't bring a person to Maisa Merkava. Of course, the more that a person goes along the path and he becomes exposed to higher levels of Torah, they're more potent, and they bring out the Kaddish a person more and more and more.
When you think Yira, Avila, and Dveikus, how does that connect to Talmud Torah? You have to learn about these things?
There is a Chelek in Torah which brings out a person's Ava, Yira, and Dveikus more, and that's what we would call Pnimis HaTorah.
So even when Chumash Rashi, you'll do that, you'll get that.
It will. I mean, it'll. Every word of Torah, every letter of Torah is Metzachsech a person, it purifies him, it's Mevarim, it's Mezachichim, and it has the light of Hashem. You know, a person.
So it's the
kavana. Yeah, but the person, it's there. But the more that a person becomes more pure through Torah, then he starts to be taste the light of Hashem more and more, which we've spoken about a lot, and that's what Lishma means to be zeichet to that or. So that or brings out the ava and the yira, and essentially the dveikus.
So when the nefesh haChaim learned Torah, he didn't learn it to become a scholar.
Correct.
He learned it, but not for that reason. Not for the reason of.
No, but it's really more about definition. Of course, he agrees that there's dveikus in Torah,
right,
and it gives Hashem nachas, and you dovek to the ratzon Hashem and to the dibur Hashem. But he says that's not what's called Torah lishma. The category of Torah lishma has a different definition, which is meyuchet to Torah, because Tehillim also has dveikus, and many things in Torah have dveikus. So why are you telling me that this special category called Torah lishma is about dveikus when there's so many things which can bring to dveikus? Tehillim can have more dveikus. That was his argument. We're thinking of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that, as we've explained, that there's a certain or which is buried in the letters of Torah, and that or which is buried in the letters of Torah, and that which Torah is able to accomplish, Limanat Torah in particular, is unique. Therefore, if you take a look at the tiny Mar Makom here in the middle bottom, this is from the Kamarna, but Bechlal, the Kamarna had very strong shitas about Limanat HaKabbalah. Yeah, he was very unique in that. The original Kamarna. It's a guy like that when it comes to Limud HaPnimius, he felt that the children should be taught Kabbalah from the age of 9 years old, and they should. He held that it was mamish bizgalas. Like he felt that it was a chayva, and he was very strong on that. But this is a quote from him. But the musig is shared by. There's a certain agreement in this, although. It's not a full agreement, but you know, let's see what he says. Bedorazet ikvis mashicha amamaran ha'ari v'rabi yisal Baal Shem Tov. So he says that the Ari and the Baal Shem Tov agree that in these generations, certainly ours, mitzvah legalos sisfei v'rozen alion levar koitzim minakem. There's more of a chiyuv than ever before to learn pnimius hatar. And based on what we're saying, the reason why it's here is not this is not a shir which is focused on. You know, how to learn Pnimius and why to learn Pnimius, it's more just to show the difference between the Nefesh HaChaim and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that whereas the Nefesh HaChaim would say, there's no Of course, there's a mitzvah to learn it, but there's a mitzvah to learn it for those who are mukhshar, meaning that you have to follow the Seder, you have to be mildly crazy b'shas ha'paiskim, and then you come to learn it. If you're right, to learn it. And then it'll be, you have to follow the Seder. Whereas, by the B'Shem Tov HaKodesh, it's considered to be nigla. It's considered to be nigla. Of course, there are certain criteria which has to be kept, but again, this is not a shir to discuss that. But the difference is that the Nefesh HaChaim would say that there's a chilek in Torah which is called Nister, there's a chilek which is called Nigla. Whereas the Baal Shem Tov says everything is called Nigla. Or everything is called Nister until you learn it. But everything is there to be learned. But again, it could be Maisa Bereishis is considered to be Nister. And there is a category in Torah which you would say you have to be more careful in. This is not to go into the sugyas, but just to really show the difference of Nigla v'Nister according to the L'Shitasa, which we established before, as to what Torah is about. Is like the Bnei Nefesh HaChaim said, that Yira is a machshir to be able to learn Chachma. And you have to have Yira in order to learn Chachma, but the Tachlis is a limit HaTorah. And Yira is machshir person to learn Torah, but there should always be Yira as long as a person learns Torah. Well, like the Baal Shem Tov said, that's true, but the Tachlis of Torah is to bring to Yira, it's to bring to Av, it's to bring to Dveikus. That's the Tachlis. Fine. Let's turn the page. Again, this has nothing to do with Nefesh HaChaim, Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Maybe we'll come back to that again at a later point, but for now, let's share a very nice inyan, one of the Yesoidis of the Baal Shem Tov. We're talking about Torah and the uniqueness of Limud HaTorah Befrat in the Chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov. So, we have here on the top right corner, Shamati me Adoini Avi Zakeini Zatzal. This is the Degel Machane Ephraim, said I heard from my grandfather that there are Lamed Tes Malachais. We know that there are Lamed Tes Malachais. The Adam Arishon was cursed with Lamed Tes Malachais. And these are the Lamed Tes Malachas, which are Asar and Shabbos. Shem the Tzarech Yis Vekim Adam. That a person has to toil in Lamed Tes Malachais. Every person toils in Lamed Tes Malachais. That's the Klala. Ach, kisha oisik b'tayra, einu tzarech lamed tes malachas gashmias. Person who learns Torah, he doesn't have to be oisik in lamed tes malachas gashmias, ki tal Torah mechayehu. What's called tal Torah, this is a lesson from the Gemara. Tal Torah mechayehu. The do of Torah is mechayehim. So whereas, although lamed tes malachas is mechayeh the Adam, lamed tes, the tal of Torah is mechayeh the Adam instead. So the Zohar says that a Talmud Chacham who learns Torah is called Shabbos. Why is he called Shabbos? I mean, it's not mamish Shabbos for him the whole week, but because he's potter for Lamed Tes Malachais, because he's involved in what? Tal Torah, which is Mechayehu. That's why he's called Shabbos. And this is merumas in the pasuk of the bracha to Yaakov, v'yitein l'chaya lekim mital hashamayim. The bracha from Yitzhak to Yaakov was going to be that Esav is the ish hasadeh, and he has to actually work in the working world in order to find sustenance, to find chayim for himself. But you, Yaakov, you're pater, you're an ish oilim. Shele titztarech letal melachas agashmim. You're pater from the klal of Adam Harishon. Rak yitein l'chaya is called tal hashamayim deleila. You'll be zeichet to your tal hachayim from above. Fascinating idea that although a person has a chiyuv because of the klala, because of his involvement in the chiyuv Adam HaRishon, to have to toil in lamed tes malachais, a person who is involved in Torah Lishma is pater from lamed tes malachais because he's zeichet to a different lamed tes. That's the tal Torah mechayehu. Take a look to the left of that. Yadua mi Maran Elaki Baal Shem Tov, Shekol Echel mi Yisrael Chayv Lasak Vital Malachais B'Tikuna Shal Edom Elyon Lesakam Anishamas Avirurim. However, we see here that the Baal Shem Tov had said that it's not just that a person has a klala to be Oisik Lamed Tes Malachas. Every klala is for the purpose of Tikkun. That through Lamed Tes Malachas, which we work on in this world, it doesn't have to do with physical work. It's not you're crunching numbers or you're a lawyer with papers, whatever it is. That's not what you're here to do. That's not your curse. That's just the lavush. And pnimius, and everything which we're doing, we're being oisik in oisius. We're being oisik in tikkunim. In a higher inyanim. Bira Nishamas. Wishaolai Tamit Echa Tamit Chacham Shaykhz Bitama Takanasai. So he said, a person who is a Talmid Chacham and he starts to learn Torah all day, and he's not out there in the realm of Lamed Tas Malachas, he's not in the Sadeh, so how is he involved in the Birurim and the Tikkunim? So said the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh Veishivai, Tal Torah Mechayehu, Al Yidei She'oisek B'Torah Shemalacha Is Eilu, Mesakin Ki Ilu Asa HaMalacha Ba'atzel V'Shar Shav Yichuda. So Torah could be a substitute for Lamed Tas Malachas. Because he gets to the shayrish of the Lamed Tas Malachas, that's called Tal Torah. Now, to better understand this, take a look to the left. V'hine Yaakov, this is saying, it's passing the Taldus Yaakov Yosef. V'hine Yaakov hu bechinas ha-Torah asma. We had said before, from the Degel, that this is the bracha of Yitin L'chalokim Yitel Hashem, which was given to Yaakov Avinu. So now the Toldos Yaakov Yosef explains this weiter. Yaakov we know is the Inyan of Torah. Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak is Avoda, Yaakov is Torah. And that's why Yaakov, there by, from Yitzchak, in the very same parasha, the very same sugya, is given the bracha of Hakol Kol Yaakov. Uksiv Titin Emes Li Yaakov. Torah is called Emes. Vim Kain. Now he's going to lay another Yisoy down. Yaakov yachol levar b'mekaymai ayidin ma'ase adam acher tzach leilich b'maisa. The maila that a person who's involved in tal Torah mechayehu versus a person who's involved in lamed tas malachais, in order to be poyo lamed tas malachais, you have to go to where the nitzaitzin are. So for some people, it's an office. They have to go to the office every day. The reason why their office is there is because that's where Kadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin to them. They're in Yitzaitzin, which they're going to be mevar with Lamed Tas Malachas. However, some people have to go to Ireland or to Denmark or to China or to Los Angeles, wherever they need to go, because their Yitzaitzin are waiting for them there. He thinks that he's going on vacation. He's going there to make brachas because he has to be Ma'al Yitzaitzin. Meaning, the Yitzaitzin are calling him where he needs to be in order to make the tikkunim. But a person who learns Torah, he doesn't need to go anywhere. He sits in his place and the Yitzaitzin come to him. And he says, this is the inyan of what the Gemara says, Mishnah. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Whereas every mitzvah, you need to go do the mitzvah there. But Talmud Torah is keneged all the mitzvahs, because whatever mitzvah needed to be mevara that inyan, through Torah, which is the shayrish of all mitzvahs, it comes to you. And what's the remez? Where do we see this by Yaakov, who's the Oman HaTorah? Ulakach kipil Yaakov kol eretz yisol tachtav the hanabim ha-kaymai. The Torah tells us in the beginning of Parshas Vayitzi that Hashem took Eretz Yisrael and laid it underneath Yaakov, and he slept there. And he slept and he learned. The Torah says, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnasai in Chazad Hashem Mishnasai. He learned Torah there. He was learning Torah when Eretz Yisrael was completely underneath him. Al Yidei Esek HaTorah to teach us, Shu Keneged Kol HaOilam. Talmud Torah is far-reaching, across the entire world. And that's why Hashem says to Yaakov, right then and there, Uferatzta yom avakeima. That your inyan, Yaakov, it breaks all barriers and extends throughout the entire world. Ratzalaymar, bimkaimcha tevara kol anitzaitzim shishmatav b'chasalam. Wherever you are, you're able to be mevara the nitzaitzin, every direction of the world. V'lo yitztarech lintzayem yimakam lamakam yos nitzah b'yitzak parnasasa. You won't need, because of your tirdis and parnasa, to have to go from place to place. V'chayayitzi v'zeh. L'var ha-shamay dehiluchem yimakam lamakam. Ki tamut tayrek neged kulam. And that's what the Gemara says in Shabbos. Like Avram. That the bracha ufaratz that Yaakov is not like Avram Avinu, who is the Indian of Chesed. That the Torah says about him, Kum his halich ba'aretz l'arkal l'vechva. Hashem said to Avram, you have to travel throughout across all of Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov didn't have to do that. Because to teach us that the man of Avram was a man of Chesed, that he's also in the Sadeh. He needs to go from place to place. All the Nitzaitzim are there.
Why is that?
How do you teach Nitzaitzim?
Sparks. It means that from the Chet of Adam HaRishon there was a Shvira. And actually, let the Degel explain that for us. Go to the middle, Mayer Makom. Golevi Adua ki acher chet Adam Harishon nasa shvira. With the chet of Adam Harishon, there was a breaking in the vessels. Of course, this is an Indian of Kabbalah. V'naflu kol advarim le'imkei aktivus v'nisayav rabbitayv. In doing so, there was a great mixture which took place, and many sparks of Kedusha fell into the hands of the Klipa. So we have to be Oisik in Lama Tes Malachas in order to be Mevarer this Kedusha from the Sitra Achra. And this is the Indian of Lama Tes Malkias, connected to Lama Tes Malachas. Rachmara Litzan V'Havein. So if a person is not Yoitze through Lama Tes Malachas, through Lama Tes Malkias, it's also a titleless. He's able to be Mevarer through his Malkias. Even a Rasha, and through his punishment, it's really the Gresta Taiva for him, because since he forfeited, he doesn't learn Torah, and he's not Isaac in Lama Tes Malachis, but Hashem has an Eitzah for him too. Through Lama Tes Malkias, he'll be able to Mevar. It's unbelievable. Acht Ein Loikin B'Shabbos. There's no Malkas on Shabbos. And Talmud Chacham is called Shabbos, as we know. That's why he doesn't do Malacha. Torasu Umnase. If you're going to say, how is he Maitzi Nitzaitzin? So that's why he says, I have from a Kabbalah from the Bashem Tov, my grandfather, that through Torah you could be Malal these Nitzaitzin. We're just getting more specific, like you asked Israel. And therefore, all the malacha which needs to be done anywhere in the world has an aliyah through his time where he is. There are some people that there's zayreya, koitzer, chayresh, that they plant, they sow, they plow. These are all malachas gashmias, all included in lamatas malachas of Shabbos. Or machlif parabachamor, or makes kinyonim and mekachumemkar in business deals. A Talmid Chacham who learns Torah Lishma, he learns about these malachas, he doesn't have to be engaged in these malachas, he's able to be male the nitzaitzin, which he needs to accomplish in this world. Every single person has his own nitzaitzin to be male, but through his limud ha-Torah he's able to be male it. Everything which a person may physically need to do in the Sada, a Talmid Chacham is able to accomplish in front of the Sefer by learning Torah Lishma. Azai.
Theoretically, though, if a Baal HaBas wants to leave the office and go learn, so he should be able to have a special.
Correct. So who says he doesn't? He won't have. Meaning, maybe what separates a person between doing that and not doing that is not. It may be that one person has a certain tachlis in this world that. Maybe he's supposed to be in the Sada, and this person is supposed to be in the Oil Shaltar. Maybe some people are Yaakovs and some people are not. That could be true.
This by Avram, that wasn't true.
Hmm?
He was a person that learned, obviously, but like he had to move from place to place. Where's the...
Okay.
Where's the... Like, some people are just zochet to have that.
That's one way to look at it. Or maybe there's another way to say that is, if a person may be able to choose for himself and to say, I don't want to be an Avram anymore, I want to be a Yaakov. And he has a munah, and he has bitachon, and he sits himself down. I mean, it could be that it'll be a process in how a person comes to that. But it's a broader sugi, of course. It's more of a bitachon shir than it is what we're discussing now. But let's just focus more on this in it. That through limud ha-Torah, a person able to be to accomplish everything he needs to do in this world. Again, we must reiterate. We've spoken about this in the past, especially in the Erev Shabbos here, going back a couple years ago, that our tafkin and tachlis in this world is very little to do with what we do as a parnasa. We didn't come into this world to be gardeners or to be lawyers or to be doctors. That has very nothing to do with our maybe in a chitzonius way, mamish. But the real inyan that we're being oisik in is tikkun of chatayim, nitzaitzin, inyanim and bivurim and adam harisha and chait, chita egel, these things. And what we do in this world is just a levush, the higher things that we're dealing with on a shama level. That's a very important idea. So, a person who goes out and he works, and he's being oisik in malacha, lam tes malacha, so he's able to be mild in those fallen words, those fallen letters, to be misakin according to the letters which he broke, which he needs to fix. But a Talmid Chacham, he doesn't need to do that because by learning Torah, he's being oisik with the letters themselves. Meaning, everywhere in this world there are fallen letters, there are broken letters, broken words which need to go up. But when you're learning Torah, you're being oisik in the osios. Those osios, they come to you. Meaning, they're attracted to the sefer, they're in the sefer, because this is the root of where the osios come from. So by dealing with the letters themselves, he's getting to the kishkas of what he may be doing in Levushim, in the office, he's being oisik with the actual letters.
This might sound like a silly question, but like, if they're both being oisik in, you know, lifting up these nitzotzios, why is one better than another? They're accomplishing the same thing.
So this is what we spoke about before, that the tachlis is to achieve a state of dveikus. And that's why, whereas by the Nefesh HaChaim would say, you have to be in front of the Sefer, as much as you can in front of the Sefer all the time. So, and that's because that's where the dibur of Hashem is, the Ratzon Hashem is. That, so we can understand why it is, through Torah, the person becomes a higher man, she has Yediyah. If you understand that Liman HaTorah is about Lahavin or Lahaskil, or Lahamik or Lafalpel, so then you're not doing that when you work, when you're out in the field, when you're out of work. So it's very clear by the Nefesh HaChaim that since there's this Maila that the Chazal talk about in Torah Lishma, that's essential to Liman HaTorah. But according to the Baal Shem Tov, that it's really about Dveikus. So you're right, it may be possible for a person, but we see that people struggle when it comes to those in Yonim to maintain a state of dveikus. A person has to be a Talmud Chacham almost in order to be able to have dveikus when he goes into the shuk and to do all these things. I mean, there's something about the light of Torah, that the ma'or which is in Torah, with that's machsher person, that you're being oisik with the oisius. I mean, you're kissing, you're touching the oisius, that's what your malach is. But if you're being oisik in part of a chamor, so you're being oisik in the part of the chamor, that's very gashmis, it brings a person down. Can a person be a higher person, and when he's working with the para, he's like, no, it's not a para, this is a peresh hay. It's not a chamor. This is not a dollar. This is Dalid Lamid Vav Reish Dollar. It's different. It's but that's not Pashut. That's not a Pashut itself. It's the Ma'or Shabbatar. It's something else. And the right Ma'ar Makom is similar when he speaks about Yaakov and the Sinyan, and it's something which you can look at. He talks about the Or HaChachma. He talks about the Tal Torah. The person he doesn't say this outright, but just b'derchem, as you see from his words, if we look at it, we can't go through everything, but it's called the Tal Torah, and there's a person has to be metaltel himself. When a person is engaged in Tal Torah, so that it comes to him. But then there's a person may have to travel in order to be malaki nitzaytzen. Goes on a business trip, he thinks he's there because he's overseeing a project, but he's really there because there are nitzaytzen there. He had to go get it. Person learns Torah, it's there. And this is from the Klausenberger, the small paragraph on the left, and we'll conclude with this. Peirush Zikeni HaKadosh HaTeres Tzvi. So the Zedichai verse 10 in the name of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. The Gemara says, Tehei Torascha Umanuseinu. That Torah should be our craft. It's very interesting to refer to Torah as a work. He says that's exactly the point. Sheh Torah HaKadosh Teh Umnesh Biyadeinu. A person goes out to work, he does lamatas malachas. Through those lamatas malachas, he accomplishes certain tikkunim and what his tachlis is in this world. Meaning, we spoke about the greater tachlis, and then there's perhaps the lower tachlis, the more basic tachlis, is that we have to fix nitzaytzen. We have to fix and to build an oisius. I mean, aside from the fact that there's a higher tachlis, which is that a person has to be in recover for Kodesh Baruch Hu, which we've been speaking about all along. And this is more of a fundamental difference, Josh. Meaning, when a person is out of the work and he's being toiling in oisius, you're right. There's the oisius of the work, and he's in limud haTorah. There's also oisius. But the inyan of Torah is that Torah makes a person into the merkava, and that's something which is shava l'chol adam. We'll talk about the Baal Shem Tov, that dveikus, that being a merkava, that davar gadol comes through Torah lishma, that a person achieves. It's like the tachlis of the mensch, like Yaakov Avinu, Shufar Adam Arisha, that he was potter from the Chet Adam Arisha because he chose Torah Lishma, that was his path. And so Adam is, Yaakov is Shufar the Adam, and he's above the Lamatas Klalas. But Torah Munusenu means that every person has an umnas. Every single person has a job that he needs to do in this world. And whatever his occupation is, that job, that occupation, he's toiling in Lamites Malachos, he's toiling in Oisius HaTaira, broken Oisius through that Shvira, being Mevar Toi from Ra. There's a special schos that a person has, that he could be Yoshev Bebeis HaMedrash, and V'tehei Torah Seinu Umanoseinu. I mean, whatever other people need to do in the work, the fact that I'm Zeich, that I'm able to be in the Beis HaMedrash, I have the schos, and my umnes is Taira, that person has his umnes, that he has a profession, and through that umnes he's Ma'al and Nitzaisen, according to his Chelek, that if I have this chus to be in the base medrash, and that should be my omnis. So that's a special chus that a person has, that he's able to be engaged in Dvarim Shebek Dusha, and to be able to accomplish in his omnis what everybody else becomes in omnis. But he's in the oichel, but they're in the sun. It's just a very nice inyan in the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh into explaining, you know, it's not really, I don't want to call that mamash Torah Tashma, but the Indian of Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, the Milan Torah, which comes out in Primius, which you wouldn't find in other Sfarim because you wouldn't talk so openly about Nitzaitz and what needs to be Tachlas on that level. But Chiddush and Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Okay, we should be Sechet to be those who are Lamni Torah Lishma, and to be Merkavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be Sechet to that's the man of the Galdin, Nishmasa, the Shmasa, the Torah, with this girl, Tzedek, and we have Amen.